with regard to this first mistake, mistake number one, and that is the fact that the separation of church and state is not in the Constitution, what do you mean by that, and how have many people been mistaken about that down through the years?
Well, obviously the words, the separation of church and state, are not in the Constitution. But the idea is, and it's unmistakable. All you have to do is read the Constitution. Look at Article 1, the legislative authority, Congress. Look at Article 2, the executive power of the president. Look at Article 3, the judicial power of the United States and the Supreme Court and lower federal courts. Nowhere in any of those articles do you find anything about the church having a role in the government. The moment they are left out, intentionally so, that by definition is separating church and state. If you were to read the Constitution of Kuwait, for example, this is what it says in Article 2. It says the religion of the state is Islam, and the Islamic Sharia law shall be the main source of legislation. There is nothing like that at all in the U.S. Constitution. To make it even worse, Article 6 says there will be no religious tests in the federal government. The states could have them, but the federal government cannot have a religious test. There's no more powerful way to separate church and state than that. However, what that does not mean, number one, that America is not a Christian nation. It most definitely is a Christian nation. Number two, that the Constitution is godless. It is most definitely not godless. It does acknowledge God. Let me read to you a quote by the Supreme Court of Kansas in 1883. And I think, Pastor Dull, you will see this quote will reveal a lot about how people used to interpret the separation of church and state. Here's what it said, quote, "We have no state church, and the settled rule in this country is of entire separation of church and state. And yet that separation is not so complete that the state is indifferent to the welfare and the prosperity of the church. This is a Christian commonwealth."